My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. I feel like shouting, hallelujah, amen. I came to Jesus, praise God, for the burdens were, amen, they were, Jesus said, when you come unto me, if you're heavy laden, then that's burdens, praise God. And he says, you'll get something that's light, easy to bear. And Lord, I thank God today, praise God, it doesn't seem, Romans chapter 8 touches on this, it seems the glory that shall be revealed unto us. Doesn't matter what we're going through, I won't let the devil trick me out of my soul, out of my salvation today, praise God, amen. I don't want to lose what God has given me. And when I read the scriptures, and we're looking at, amen, last week we began to look at a wonder of words, and we began to look at, begin to understand, amen, what this Bible is, what this Bible means to me. We're going to treat it, or I will anyways. I will treat it differently. I will handle it differently. I will apply it to my life differently in a better way, praise God, that will give me increase, and that will keep me on a way which leadeth unto life, praise God. And his name is Jesus, praise God. Amen. Our sister was singing, I woke up this morning with my mind. Amen. God said, have your mind stayed upon me, and my peace shall I give unto thee. And I thank God today, praise God. Amen. Someone say peace. Everyone say peace. Amen. Jesus came to make peace. And I know he was successful in what he was able to do, what he was sent to do, and what he was able to establish. And I thank God, praise God, amen, that peace that is in me, peace which, amen, doesn't come from this world, a peace which passeth understanding. But I thank God, praise God, amen. If I can't describe it the way it actually sits in me, the way it actually exists in me, well, I'm just letting you know, pray, his name is Jesus, and I've got peace. Amen. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, praise God, that this, amen, the hope that this world needs, I already have it. Amen. The hope that people are looking for or searching for, I have found it, praise God. And I give God all the praise and the glory that hope is in me. Someone say, in me, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We have a lot to be thankful for. I'm going to read something. I sent it out this morning, but I'm going to read it for those of you who didn't get it or didn't have time to read it. In Isaiah chapter 41 and the 10th verse, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Amen. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. When you read the Bible and find out who God is, we're not talking about somebody that we don't know or somebody that doesn't know us. Amen. We're talking about someone, praise God, who so loved this world that he gave. Amen. And that gift which we have received is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. So I know this is Old Testament, but Psalm, amen, the prophet Isaiah, when he wrote this, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I thank God we have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, we can think about the cross. We can think about his goodness. We can think about the mercies which we have received today. Another day of mercy, another day of grace which God has bestowed upon us because of his love, because of who we are in Christ Jesus. And I thank God, that's why, amen, we fire up the organs and the stringed instruments, and I was playing the tambourine, but the other, on the French side, I was behind the drums, hitting some cymbals and some loud sounding cymbals, as the Bible teaches us, because God is worthy of that praise. Praise God. We have something to do. We're going to read some scripture in Hebrews in a few minutes, amen, teaching us that we're not to let go, we're not to slow down, we're not to be slothful, we're not to become useless. Amen. I may as well people. I'll put it in my words. Praise God. Amen. I know we'll read it through our King James Bible, but I put it in our words. Amen. That we be profitable unto the kingdom of God. Amen. Some people have chosen what is not necessary and what is not needful, and they're promenading around, or they're just driving around, or I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing it with, they're not doing what we're doing right now. Amen. I thank God for everyone that has joined us. Join with us online. I mean, if you've had to take, it doesn't matter if you're camping, if you've had to put the whatever, whatever you do camping, say, I'm putting this aside. If you're at home saying, I'm putting the dishes aside, I'm going to push my plate forward. I'll eat my dessert when the preaching is over. Praise God. We're going to lay aside those things, amen, which are not required at this very moment to give God praise, to give God glory, to give God honor, for he is worthy. Praise God. Amen. When nothing else mattered, Jesus went to the cross. When nothing else mattered, he took nails through his hands and through his feet. When nothing else mattered, he was ridiculed and he let the abusers abuse himself. Amen. And the false witness, he let them witness or do their thing, and he would get themselves all mixed up in the courthouse. Amen. When nothing else mattered but my sin. Amen. That Jesus Christ was to become Redeemer and for my Redeemer, praise God. Amen. To shed his blood for an atonement of my sin. When nothing else mattered, Jesus went. Amen. He went the distance. Amen. The Bible says that he suffered, amen, the death of the cross, and what the punishment was laid upon him. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. He was chastised. Amen. The chastisement of our peace, of your peace, of my peace. Amen. I was talking about peace a few minutes ago, but that chastisement, amen, that we may have peace today was laid upon him, and by his stripes, praise God, we are healed. And I thank God today, praise God. Amen. When nothing else mattered, Jesus came to accomplish, and he accomplished. Praise God. It is finished. He was able to say, it is finished. Praise God. Put your hands up. We're going to pray. Praise God. Thank God for this day which he has given us. Amen. Thank God. I mean, I'm glad for yesterday. I'm glad for Friday, for last week, for last month, whatever it is. Amen. But thank God for this day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we will be glad in it. Put a smile on your face as you look up. Amen. Up beyond the hills. Amen. As you look up, from whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. And I thank God today, praise God, that we can establish what God has for us today in our lives. Amen. We can make sure that, and when I mean establish, praise God, make it immutable and make it unmovable. Praise God. Amen. The devil is going to come seeing who he may devour, but make it indevourable. Praise God. You can't take this away. Devil, you can't touch this. Amen. Weapons will be formed, but they shall not prosper. Amen. And I thank God for that today. Praise God. Some of you, amen, went against weapons that were formed against you this week. Praise God. And you realized, amen, that through Christ Jesus, I have the victory. Praise God. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, I am more than a conqueror. Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ went. Amen. What else was left to conquer? Praise God. When he took and he carried my sin, my sickness, and my sorrow, and was nailed to the cross. Amen. What was left was for Jesus to conquer the grave. What was left was for Jesus, amen, to conquer death. What was left was for Jesus to conquer, amen, to conquer hell. And I thank God, amen, he was able to knock, amen, 1, 2, 3, praise God, knock, amen, take care of what his father needed him to take care of. And here we are today, triumphant. Praise God. Amen. Don't let anything else, amen, creep into your life as a matter of importance or as a matter of something that should be regarded as some type of worth. Washed in the precious blood of the Lamb today, praise God. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Amen. The Lamb which came to take away the sins of the world. Behold, amen, the Lamb of God. Amen. Behold, the Son of God. Amen. Jesus Christ who came in. When I treat, praise God, amen, this information that I have received through the Holy Ghost, which leads us and guides us into all truth, when I treat it with utmost importance, amen, nothing else matters in this world, praise God. Hallelujah. All kinds of offers may show up and may come up, and may be offered, may be tossed in my way, but I thank God I can knock them all down because I have Jesus. I have Jesus Christ as my Lord. I have Jesus Christ as my Savior. And nothing else matters, praise God. Blood which was shed, precious blood which was shed on Calvary, praise God, washed away my sin. And there's nothing else in this world, amen, gain. I don't care if you gain the whole world, what shall it profit, Jesus said, if you're going to lose your soul. But I thank God today, praise God, when I'll weigh everything in the balance, I'll lay it in the balance, I'll lay it out, and I'll make sure that the devil will not rob me of my soul, will not rob me of my salvation, will not take away which God hath given me today, praise God. Are you glad for that? Hallelujah. Then let's pray. Father in heaven, hallelujah. Holy, hallowed, sanctified is thy name. Praise God. And I'm just glad. Praise God. A little bit of testimony. Amen. That I was able to give. Praise God. On how I feel today in my spirit. Praise God. In my soul as we serve you with our all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. Praise God. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I bless thee today. Praise God, Father in heaven. Amen. Let the world know. Praise God. Nothing else counts. Nothing else matters. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking unto your Son. Praise his holy name. The author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that everyone within the sound of my voice is looking unto Jesus. Nothing else to look at. Father in heaven, praise God. May we see what is needful. May we see what counts. May we see what has made the difference in our lives. Teenagers and young people, adults, gray haired, 70 plus another 10. Some of us have been around for a while, but Lord, I thank God that we take into consideration everything that you have done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about it. Praise God. Lord, I thank God for the scriptures that we're going to look at today. It's a wonder of words. Praise God. In an abundance. And this is how we shall speak. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We'll speak it. We'll shout it. We'll preach it. We'll evangelize it. We'll teach it. We'll sow it into the hearts and into the lives of people today. To make a difference. So that a soul will be saved. In Jesus' name. Come against the powers of darkness. Powers of wickedness, principalities, the devil and all his minions running around this world trying to build a kingdom. But Lord, I thank God we're not here laying bricks. We're not here, amen, building a tower to get a little higher. Father in heaven, Lord, may we be profitable unto your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter who's listening or how old they may be. They're going to have one thing on their mind. That is the plan that you have for each and every one of us. Praise God. As we evangelize, as we testify, as we minister to those who need ministering. Praise God. We serve you with offerings. We serve you with our tithes. We're on our knees praying. We're fasting. We've turned the plate over to fast. Whatever it is, and there's so much more. Just in the past few minutes, we took the time to change this atmosphere, turn it unto your praise and unto your honor with the sound of our voice, with the sound of our instruments. There's so much that each and every one of us can do, Lord. Give us the strength. Give us the anointing. In Jesus' name, we run our businesses. Praise God. Serving you with faithfulness. Lord, I pray for receivables right now. People aren't getting their checks on time. Father in heaven, make a way where it doesn't seem to be a way, but you can make a way. In Jesus' name, come against the excuses. The denials, procrastination, just putting it off. Right now, the children of God, in Jesus' name, whatever receivables, they begin to move right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. My sister needs her paycheck. In Jesus' name, praise God. My brother's company, they need, amen. The work which has already been done, it's time to get paid. In Jesus' name. Enough of the funds, enough of the resources within the hands of the unrighteous. It's now, praise God, that the wealth and the riches of this earth ends up in the hands of the righteous. In Jesus' name. We know what to do with it. Praise God. Lord, I pray for every single Bible which was given away this week in French, in Africa, in New Brunswick, in Prince Edward Island, or here in Quebec. Praise God. Light those books up somehow by your Spirit so that everyone who's received the Bible in their hands, they won't be able to put it down, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those Bibles that are going to end up in that motel, those motel rooms. Bibles that this man took into the homeless shelter. Praise God. They may not have a home, but I pray, Lord, that they have a Savior, that they seek first your kingdom of God and the righteousness, your righteousness, and these things shall be added unto them. It starts with Jesus Christ in their life, Lord, I pray. The Word of God as seed, which has been sown into the lives of people this week. Father in heaven, I pray that that seed is in good ground, producing good fruit, because there's a root which has been, which is growing downward, the fruit as it grows upward in Jesus' name. It's making a difference in the lives of people. Father in heaven, anoint the message as it is about to come forth. Praise God. Give us more, we pray, give us more. Praise God. As we ask right now, today, for our daily bread. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Thank God for this opportunity once again. We give you all the praise and the glory and give you the honor as we lift up the name above any other, every other name. There is no other name, so we lift up the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. There's salvation, there's power, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's freedom, there's liberty in that name. So we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. All the praise, all the glory, all the honor goes to you in Jesus' name. I pray. Bless my brothers and sisters as we are about to open up the Word of God. Give us increase in our faith. Give us increase in our courage and our strength as we endure unto the end. Father, I pray this blessing in the lives of my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Keep your hands up for a moment or two. Praise God. His name is... Amen. Be thankful. Praise God. God wants to hear you. I want to hear you. So just be thankful. Praise God for what God has done, for what God is doing in our lives right now. Praise God. Praise God. We lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. We lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. We lift up the name of Jesus. In case you're just tuning in, let's get to some scripture. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm so thankful for the Word of God in my life. Praise God. Say it. Amen. I'm so thankful for the Word of God in my life. Praise God. At home, say it. Amen. Just don't be thankful for what's in your fridge. Be thankful for what's in your heart. Amen. Someone say, kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Kingdom of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Kingdom of God. Well, clap your hands, all you land. That's what you want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bring the neighbors in. Praise God. Go home with the Bible. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Praise God. Amen. We all need help. Praise God. My help cometh from? Amen. Cometh from the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated as long as you have a Bible in your hands. Praise God. No Bible, don't sit down. Stay standing and go find a Bible somewhere. Praise God. Download it on your phone. Amen. Such as I have when you see me read. Amen. This old phone's got the French and the English Word of God in it. And be thankful for it. Praise God. For what God has given us. Praise God. I don't want anybody, I don't want to lose what God has given us. Amen. I don't want anybody else to come along. Amen. Which is basically the devil. Amen. Because he's already lost. And he just wants you to be a loser like him. He lost his place in glory. He made a bad decision that cost him. Amen. He's condemned unto eternal judgment because he went against God. Amen. Praise God. I was talking about this on the French side. Amen. Share this link. Get everybody online. There's some names on the board, so I thank God for that. Praise God. We have listeners in Prince Edward Island. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I trust the work, the seed that is being sown in that island for the past couple of weeks and for the past couple of days as well. Amen. They're getting a second opportunity. The Fleming family, who you met last week, they drove around the island. And for the past couple of days, my sister Wendy, my brother Randy are doing a work on Prince Edward Island. So I trust, amen, that there will be listeners, just not from 6 or 7 provinces and 2-3 states, but there'll be listeners. Praise God, we'll have an increase. Praise God. So I thank God for that. As I was mentioning on the French side, that how the Word of God, which helps us and gives us strength, knowing who Jesus is, and to let the world know, praise God, the importance of the Word of God, and make sure that what is, what always seems to show up that the world has to offer, that the world has to say, that God's Word takes preeminence. Amen. It, not only is it paramount, but it takes preeminence in our lives at all times. And last week we were looking at under the title of A Wonder of Words, and this week I have the same title, but a subtitle that I wrote, This is the Way I Speak. Praise God. Because we're gonna find out, amen, through the Word of God, through the teaching of the Word of God, that we have the anointing through the Spirit of God, amen, to make a difference in this world. Praise God. Not just by what I believe. See, people go around saying, I believe. They have nothing else to say beyond that. Amen. I mean, that it may start that way. Thank God. Amen. If you don't believe, well, then you're just done. Amen. So you need to believe. You need to be a believer. I understand that. But God has given us, amen, God has given us so much to work with. Praise God. Can you bring me down just a wee little bit? God has given us so much to work with that we need to be doers of that Word of God. Amen. When Jesus taught us to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, praise God, we are doing the will of God, amen, on a daily basis. Someone say every day. Praise God. And this is what makes the difference in our lives. And last week, I got you to confess, you know, I speak. Praise God. So say it again this week, saying, I speak. Amen. And we're going to read something that God was able to, how God was able to bless Jeremiah in the first chapter of Jeremiah. We'll get there in a few minutes. How God was able to bless them. I thank God, amen, for that opportunity to have that same blessing. It's the same God. He doesn't respect people. Amen. Jeremiah or you or Jeremiah or me, no difference in the eyes of God. Amen. A son of God, a servant of God, it makes a difference, praise God, in who we are on the face of this earth. Praise God. Someone reciting scriptures this afternoon, someone was reciting from John chapter 15. Well, we may be in the midst of this earth. We may be in the midst of this world and in and amongst them. But I thank God, amen, that I'm not doing what the world is just going on doing. Like, as I said, there's so many things that have presented themselves today that people just, they forgot Luke chapter 10 in the last 3-4 verses, forgetting what is needful, forgetting what is important, forgetting what is necessary. In the French word says that, amen, with that, what, and to choose, amen, that good part. Someone say this is good. As we read the scriptures today, this is good. Praise God. Amen. It's good for my soul. Hallelujah. It's good for my purpose, which I have in the eternity, which God has in store for us, to allow us to be a partaker of that. And I thank God, amen, that we can have the what God has provided for us, And we can have it through his word. God is faithful through his word. And this is what I was mentioning on the French side, that if we look at, take the word in its preeminence and place it within our lives as the all-important, the only, amen, it's like do or die. We put it in the right perspective, saying that nothing else matters. There's nothing else that counts but the salvation of my soul. I'm going to make sure, amen, I'm not going to roll over and let the devil take control or lose what God has given me, or lose what Jesus Christ, what took place on the cross, what Jesus Christ did when he shed his blood for you and I. Praise God. I thank God today I'm a partaker, and I'm going to stay a partaker of it. Praise God. Amen. When Jesus said, remember Lot's wife, praise God, we don't even know her name, but we need to remember what she did, what she shouldn't have done, but what she did, and what caused the error of her ways. Amen. She didn't, when she had, she was escaping the wrath of God. And she was on her way. I mean, she was on a good way. She was following the angel. But then she took her eyes off what was before her. She took her eyes off that angel, and she turned around to look back. I don't know what she was looking back at. We're not given those details, but that's the last thing she saw from that point forward. Praise God. So I thank God, amen, for his word. When we consider and when we apply the word of God the way it should be applied to our lives, it makes a difference. At all costs. Praise God. Amen. And the word of God, as I mentioned last week, is not just destined to be read. Amen. The word of God is destined. I mean, it's, we need to say it. Amen. It's given to us to speak. This is why a few minutes ago, I gave you that inspiration to say, I speak, I talk, I communicate. Amen. I pronounce. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is evangelized. What does evangelism mean? How shall they hear unless a preacher is sent? Amen. They need to hear the word of God. Praise God. It's not just the, amen. And this is how it starts. Praise God, to hear. And I thank God that that responsibility is put within us. I have breath in my lungs. I can stand, amen. I may not be standing 100% upright yet. Thank you for your prayers, amen. But I thank God, amen, that I can stand. I can open up my mouth, and out of the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth begins to speak. The mouth begins, amen, to shout, amen. Even though my voice may be a little elevated, my blood pressure may be just a little high right now, because what is in me is being stirred up. What is in me begins to flow. What is in me, praise God, begins, amen, to come out. If I just kept it to myself, you know, if I stood here for 2 minutes biting my lip or biting my tongue, what are you going to get out of it? Amen. If all of a sudden I turned mute, I would trust that one of you would run up and grab the mic and start talking. Amen. My brother's saying, please don't pick me, not me, not me. Keep talking, Lincoln. I'm praying for you, Lincoln. Speak. Amen. Everyone say, I speak. Praise God. Amen. I believe this is why God created us in his image. Trees don't talk. I know a cat meows and a dog barks and a mouse squeaks and whatever else, and a pig oinks. Is that it? Whatever. Amen. But you and I, we can form syllables that become words of spirit and of life. Amen. That can emanate, that can proceed out of our mouth. If God didn't say, let there be light, there would never be any light. God had to say it. Amen. Praise God. And it doesn't matter. I thank God, amen, that God was able to say it. He was able to establish it so that today we can have the blessing. I don't care who came after. God said it first. Amen. Well, can you be sure of that? Yes, because in the beginning was the Word. There wasn't anything else, but there was the Word. So the word of God was spoken first. The word of God issued from his mouth first. Man, you and I shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. See, people come along and they say, well, you know, and this is, I mean, I was raised hearing people like this. Well, things have changed. You know, they come trying to convince my parents, things have changed. And I'd be sitting there listening and watching. But you know what hasn't changed? Is people with the things have changed story. That never seems to change. They seem always come looking for something to something so that they can reconform or reconvert or pervert, as the Bible says. That's a King James word. They meant that what God has established. But again, I'm going to go back to, I'm so thankful that God said it first. Praise God. Amen. Through his word. Hallelujah. That we have the truth which God has always meant for you and I to have. And his name is, I am the what way, I am the what truth, and I am the life. This is what Jesus said. Praise God. Amen. So I thank God for the word. When you begin to have this word of God at the tip of, on the tip of your tongue. Praise God. We read the scripture last week in Proverbs chapter 18 that there is a power that exists. James said the smallest member is the tongue, and that tongue's going to get you into trouble. But, amen, life is in the power of the tongue. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. The flesh can't control it, but I know something that can control my tongue. He's called the Holy Ghost. He's called the Spirit of God. And that's going to make the difference. Praise God. Amen. People come say, you can't control your tongue or you can't do. Yeah, well, that's why I got born again. Praise God, because there is a spirit that is working in me that allows me to do what? Speak the word of God. I said this last week. Amen. Begin to speak God's word. Amen. Quote God's word. Recite God's word. And you'll stay out of trouble. Amen. It won't be a misquote. Praise God. To quote the prime minister, look out. Amen. You're going to end up. Anyways, we won't go down that road. End up with a bunch of excuses. Quote God. Amen. I don't care if you quoted God yesterday, last week, or 10 years ago. God's word has not changed because God is an unchanging God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm leading up. Amen. This is a wonder of words. When you open up the Bible, praise God, it is wondrous. It is marvelous. Praise God, it is a blessing. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. That every page, every day, praise God, my daily bread, which I receive, amen, from God, which I ask for, and God is faithful to give it to me. I thank God, amen, as I receive it, it has given me life. No, not only has it given me life, but it keeps me alive. Praise God. Someone say, I am alive. Amen. I'm not dead, but I am alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to begin reading in the book of Jeremiah, first chapter. I thank God for every single person listening today. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. If you're listening on godly.tv, I know you can't comment, but by faith you're listening, and I welcome you. I trust you have your Bibles. Get your Bibles and find the first chapter of Jeremiah. But thank you so much for joining with us. I appreciate that you allow me into your lives, into your houses, into your cars, into your, maybe you're walking, maybe you're jogging, maybe you're sitting around the campfire. Praise God. The important thing is that you have the Bible in your hands. Praise God. That's what counts. Well, I don't know if I can jog with the Bible in my hands, but amen. I think you understand what I'm saying. You're jogging with your earbuds in. And we're going to read Jeremiah chapter 1 and the 9th verse. Then the Lord put forth his hand. Jeremiah was blessed. Amen. Jeremiah was beginning to be, I don't want to get too carnal, but he was beginning to be equipped. He was beginning to receive, amen. God was beginning to provide this man for what he was going to need, amen, to face his family, the children of God, the Israelites. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Someone say my mouth. Amen. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words. Praise God. This is God talking. Amen. And he says, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Praise God. I want to start off with this scripture verse so that we get down to the source. Someone say God's words. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, I'm going to send you out to speak, and this is what you're going to say. Now, this reminds me of someone else, and his name is Jesus. Jesus said, the words which I speak unto you, they're not my words. Amen. Jump ahead a little bit. Whose words were they? Amen. Jesus said, I didn't come to say my words, but I was sent to speak what my Father had to say. Amen. The words which I speak unto you, they're my Father's words. Amen. Praise God. Well, I have an opinion. Keep it to yourself. Amen. When it comes time to lay down God's word, when it comes time to sow what is written, what thus saith the Lord, don't let anything else get in the way. Let it be the unadulterated, the pure, amen, the purified, the sanctified word of God, amen, so that it can do a work by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, because these are words of spirit and these are words of life. And let these words do a work in the hearts and in the minds of people. And this is what's going to change a soul. This is what's going to change a man. This is what's going to change a woman. This is what's going to change a teenager, a young person today. The word of God, as it begins to do a work, amen, a good seed in good ground is going to do a good work. Hallelujah. Someone say, good work. Praise God. Amen. Are you glad for that? Let God do it. Praise God. The Bible closed. Not going to be so good. Amen. Where's my sister Helen? Remember Sister Helen a while ago, I asked a question, what happens when the Bible's closed? And she's sitting there in the assembly. She goes, nothing. Amen. Wasn't the exact answer I was looking for, but that was a good answer. Amen. The Bible closed, nothing happens. The Word of God, amen, is stagnant. But I thank God today, amen, there is something that is active. There is something that is alive in me. And this is every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. If God can say, let there be light, and there was light, amen, find out what else God has said. Find out what else, amen, the authority, the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, what was established, what was sent your way. Praise God. Amen. Jeremiah is finding out firsthand. Amen. God says, God touches his mouth, and he says, my words in your mouth. God say, amen, God's words, think this, or say it out loud. Amen. God's words in my mouth. Amen. Say it. God's words in my mouth. Amen. And again, Bible closed. Bible has to be open for this. Praise God. The word of God has to be in your hands. Like I said today, amen, I mentioned to the French people a couple hours ago, amen, I mentioned we're going to begin to treat the word of God. We're going to begin to handle this. Amen. I didn't know how to say handle, so I said manipulate. Amen. And my sister was looking at me, what's he getting on with? But, amen, my French sometimes is on the weaker side. But in English, I can say it the way I want to say it. Amen. We're going to begin to handle our Bibles, amen, differently. Praise God, because we're going to see, amen, the importance, amen, of every word which is required to be in our life. And then what we are to do with it. Praise God. Amen. Not just sit there and read it and go home and sleep on it. Amen. There's something that's in my mouth, and when it's in my mouth, praise God. Amen. Good to see you again, my brother. Amen. And when it's in my mouth, praise God, it can be spoken forth with power. It can come forth with authority. It can come forth, praise God, amen, with life, because this is what the word of God is. Amen. In me, praise God. Someone say, it's in me. Hallelujah. It's in my mouth. Hallelujah. How to get in my mouth? Praise God. It's in my heart. It's in my mind. I meditate. Amen. Day and night. Whatsoever things are good. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are truthful. Praise God. Whatsoever things are lovely. Amen. Think on these things. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and the peace of God. Amen. The very peace of God and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Where's your mind? Praise God. Amen. Where's your mind? These days, amen, a wonder of words. And I thank God, amen, it's accessible. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. It's there for me. Praise God. Amen. Let the world know. If there's somebody beside you, let them know. Say, hey, it's there for me. Amen. Praise God. Let them know. Say, yeah, it's there for you too. Praise God. Amen. It's there for us. Why do you think the devil hates the Bible? Amen. Why do you think the devil's just pushing it away? Amen. Set up leaders. They're the mayors of our towns. I was going to say authority, but I guess they do have certain amount of earthly powers that they have. Let's talk about earthly powers. They're sitting on our and I can't even think of the word in our House of Parliament. They're sitting in our parliament. They're making decisions. And they're not, and their mind is off God. Their mind is off the Bible. It's being taken away from our young people. Lord, I thank God, amen, that we have, as I said, that we can, amen, that we can have a ministry that is giving the word of God out, making sure that people have everything that they need, and everything that they need is right here in this book. Praise God. Driving around to make sure, do you have a Bible? Time you get a Bible, time you begin to read a Bible. Someone say, I need to read. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 50, we read this scripture verse last week just as we were finishing, but I want to spend some more time. Verse 4, Isaiah 50 and the fourth verse. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned. We were reading about Jeremiah, now we're reading about Isaiah. Amen. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word. Speak a word in season. New Testament teaches us to be in season, out of season, to be ready at all times. Praise God. They're looking for an answer. Say, I've got an answer. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. In school, when I was in high school, and the discussion would be opened up, like it would be a classroom discussion, and the topic would lead us to God or lead us to the Bible. I remember on a few occasions, someone would pick up and say, well, ask Lincoln, he knows the Bible. Amen. So I had the reputation, and then I had to follow through. This is my point. And I had a reputation saying, well, Lincoln knows about the Bible. He knows about God. So whatever topic we were on, if it turned into that direction. Now, as I said, I needed to follow through. I needed to have a tongue that was learned. Amen. Not just a John 3:16 or a Psalm 23 verse 1. Those are good scriptures. But we need to, the depth of our understanding needs to be a little deeper. Amen? A little higher. A little more on the breadth. A little more on the length. Hallelujah. And the Bible closed, what happens? Nothing. Praise God. This is why I encourage those of you here in Montreal, every service, every single person stands and they quote scripture. And it's not a verse that I tell them to quote. It's not saying next week we all need to memorize this verse. That you pick, you choose. What is your? I want to say this weapon. What is your weapon of choice today? Amen. Praise God. Our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty. Hallelujah. And I thank God, amen, when you use, as I said, we're going to handle the Word of God. We're going to handle our Bibles differently, knowing that this is the sword of the Spirit. Praise God. Let the world know. And as I said, follow through. When given the opportunity to let someone know, or a group of people, to let them know what thus saith the Lord, go for it. Amen. God be with you. Hallelujah. It's his word. Don't be ashamed of this, of the gospel of Christ. Amen. The Spirit of God will be there. He'll back you up. Amen. He's got your back. Amen. Young people, listen. Praise God. And even at work, this is even for adults, praise God, in later on in life. Even some of you know the industry that I worked in, and there we'd be working, we'd be setting up equipment and talking about different things, and when it would turn to God, you know, people say, well, what do you think, Lincoln? Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. This goes beyond what I am thinking, or becomes a part of what I'm thinking. If I'm thinking biblical, I quote Bible. Amen. If I'm meditating on the Word of God, if I'm thinking God's Word, then I quote God's Word. But just to let them know. And it became even more powerful when the answer would actually emanate or proceed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Then it's not just what the book says, not what the Bible says. Amen. This is what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone say Jesus. Praise God. Now you want to argue with Jesus, go right ahead. But you're not going to get very far. Because when it comes time to the word, whatever Jesus said, he is the word. He is the authority. Heaven and earth shall pass, but his word will never pass. This is what Jesus said. So if you want to go up and argue against Jesus, all the luck in the world, but it's not going to help. Amen. Now, sometimes they would say, I don't agree with that. Well, not much I can do. That's fine. That's acceptable. You don't want to agree with it? That's fine. Just don't sit there and say, well, that can't be. Yes, it can be, because Jesus said it. And because Jesus said it, it is. Hallelujah. Amen. It can be, it is, and it will be, because Jesus Christ is the Word. Hallelujah. This is what makes him in the words. This is why I wrote a wonder of words. This is what makes this wondrous, praise God, because the Word can save. Amen. The Word can establish things. The Word, when you say it, hallelujah, praise God, the power that the tongue has. Amen, to say life. Life is in the power of the tongue. Well, it says life and death. Yes, but let's be positive today. Let's forget about the death part. Let's forget about the negative part. Let's forget about the dark side. And let's dwell on life, the marvelous light that we are walking in. Amen. Life is in the power of the tongue. I say life. His name is? Praise God. I say strength because God said, I will give you strength. Hallelujah. God said, fear not. I fear not. God said, be not dismayed. I'm not dismayed. Praise God, because this is God. This is God's word. Amen. And he has blessed you and I with ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. We're blessed because we hear. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying, but if you can, you're blessed. Amen. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Hallelujah. And you'll relieve the person of their weariness. Thank God for his word. His word does good things. Amen. He wakeneth me in the morning. By morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Hallelujah. There's good things that come from the word of God. Amen. There's good things that I can receive from the word of God. Hallelujah. There's good things. The understanding that we receive from God's word. Amen. Thank God I don't have to refer to Google. I've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. To refer to. I've got this, the Holy Ghost that is leading me and guiding us, you and I, into all truth today. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you glad for that? Hallelujah. I know some people have asked me, they say, what about dictionaries? Well, you can open up a dictionary, because I do, to elaborate on my understanding. But we need to be spiritual at the same time. I don't mind what Mr. Webster has to say, but I got to make sure that it remains in the spirit. Amen? Because too much letter is going to take me away from life and lead me to death. Thank God for the Spirit, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and where the Spirit of God is, there is life. Hallelujah. And these words are spirit and they are life. Praise God. So teach me, as the Bible says. Praise his holy name. Amen. That there may be an increase, that you may grow in the grace, and that you may grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. As my soul prospers, my health prospers. And I thank God today, praise God, that I run. Amen. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I am ready, because I am active. I'm not sitting there, amen, waiting for God to do something or thinking that God is going to do everything. Amen. God has given us what is necessary. God has given us what is required. Amen. I thank God, amen, what is in the hands of God, but I thank God what is in our hands, what is in your hands today, what is in my hands today. This is what makes the difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Amen. And the Bible teaches us to be strong in the Lord. And again, his name is Jesus, and in the power of his might. And I thank God that Jesus came to establish, amen, every word which has been spoken unto you and I. And I thank God today, praise God, when we looked at this last week, amen, a wonder, praise God, of words. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mentioned this on the French side this afternoon. I was saying, when Jesus, the Bible teaches us that he preached for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Amen. So I also mentioned to the people, don't ever say anything about me being too long, because I'm trying to be like Jesus. Amen. I'll get to 3 days soon. Amen. Lost all my amens. But anyways, praise. 5,000 men needed to be fed. Now, I don't know how many women and how many children were there, but you probably easily can double that number if you're going to add the women into the children. Amen. And Jesus says, what do you got? And there was a young lad. Thank God he was a young lad. Most of the adults that I know, they would have kept that to themselves. They said, you ain't getting that. That's mine. Not enough to go around anyway, so why bother? Amen. It's mine. It's all mine. But the young child, faith of a little child. Someone say faith. Amen. Young lad came and says, this is what we got. Now picture this. Every time, amen, if peace was broken, another peace showed up. Amen. That bread, which they took a piece, they took a chunk of bread, and another chunk showed up. Amen. Not five people, 5,000. Did you get the numbers right? Yeah, go ahead and read it. Amen. It's 5,000. And we panic when the phone rings and, you know, your friends or your family sit there and say, well, we're going to show up and there's five people and you're going to panic. Oh, no, I got to order extra pizza or I don't have enough mayonnaise to make a sandwich. Or what, we panic because of five people showing up at the last minute. This is 5,000 plus. Hallelujah. Amen. And these folks, they were able to go home with a miracle in their stomach. Amen. And they ate the fish, and I thank God this increases my faith. But I don't get any fish, and I don't get any loaf, any bread. That's long gone. Amen. Yeah, but Jesus, and I know it's the work of Jesus. It's the work of his hands. He prayed, Father in heaven, bless this bread and water in Jesus' name. Amen. And it began to multiply. But I don't get any. I don't get enough. I wouldn't mind a fish sandwich, but we're not going to get it. But I'm so thankful for what Jesus said. Amen. Since I don't get any fish, since I don't get any bread, I thank God I get everything that came out of his mouth. Everything that he taught for those 3 days, it belongs to you and I. Amen. Jesus had to speak something. Amen. I know he healed some folks. He raised up some dead folks. Some folks that couldn't walk right, they began to walk right. His arms were stretched out. Thank God for all of that. But it's the words which he spoke. Amen. The word, praise God, that you and I can be a partaker of today. This is my bread from heaven. Praise God. This is my daily bread. When Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. I wouldn't mind a fish sandwich, but thank God there's a bread, amen, that bread of heaven, manna from heaven that is coming down our way today. Praise God. There's a table that is being dressed, amen, before us. Our Father in heaven is saying, come and dine. The Master calleth, come and dine. And his name is Jesus. I thank God today, praise God. It's his flesh and his blood. To whom shall we go? Peter told Jesus, gave Jesus the answer. He said, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. And I thank God today that I'm a partaker of that eternal life. Amen. As Jesus said, if you don't eat this bread which cometh from above, you shall not inherit life eternal. But I thank God today that that inheritance belongs to me because of who Jesus is, because of what Jesus did. Jesus was sent and Jesus came. He came unto his own. They didn't receive him, but thank God I received him. If you've received him, give Jesus a good hand this afternoon, tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you glad for eternal life? Amen. When you tell people, say, I'm not going to die. And they look at you kind of funny. Amen. This vessel, this house is going to go. Amen. This corruptible needs to be changed. It needs to put on incorruptible. Amen. But what is at stake? I often ask this question. What is at stake is my soul. What is in me? That's what's not going to die. Amen. If you can't see it, step out of the flesh, get yourself into the spirit and take a look. Amen. Lincoln, what's in me? What's inside? Just looking out through the windows. Amen. That's on the inside. I'm just looking out through the windows. I have eternal life because of what Jesus has come to establish. Praise God. When you get a hold of this knowledge, you're not going to let anything get in the way. Praise God. Jump back into the Proverbs, chapter 16. Proverbs 16, verse 21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Amen. How did he wake me up this morning? Gave me an ear so I can hear as the learned hear. I can receive. How many times did I sit in class? I could hear what my teacher was saying, you know, but I wasn't listening. I could hear her or him, but I wasn't listening. My mind was somewhere else. I could hear that voice talking. I should be listening, but I just couldn't come around to listen. Thank God this is not the case today. That's not how you get educated. Amen. You got to hear it. You got to listen to it. Then you got to put it to work. Some experience, amen, always helps. Experience goes a long way. Amen. So when you read this, Proverbs 16, verse 21, it says, the wise in heart shall be called prudent. Now, there's a difference between wisdom and prudence. Sometimes we kind of join those two words and, well, somebody who's wise is prudent. Yes, I'll give you that. But there's a difference, just the wisdom or having knowledge or intelligence. When you apply, when you begin to apply that intelligence or you begin to apply your wisdom prudently or with prudence, with caution, not that you're holding back, but in reserve, you're going to make sure that your next step, that your next word is going to be full of grace. This is how the French translated this verse. And you're going to be applying your wisdom, and if you apply it with prudence, it's because you're looking ahead, saying, is this the right step? Is this the right word? Is this the right decision? Is this what I pray for? Is this what I ask for? Lord, I pray that my prayers are not amiss. My askings are not amiss. Even the Bible speaks about us to be circumspect as far as our time is concerned. Circumspection is a part of that prudence. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that understanding, that intelligence, that wisdom that we do have. But when you begin to apply it with prudence, with caution, amen, to make sure that the way that you're about to take or the way that you're about to create, it is God's way. To make sure that you are found within the center of God's will. And when you read here the wisdom that Solomon, we always say Solomon had all this wisdom as well, but there is also a prudence. Amen. There's also a way that we can be cautious. Amen. Had Solomon sat back for a moment or two and said, well, do I take on all these concubines and do I take on all these wives? If with prudence, he would have seen the detriment of that decision somewhere down the road, not speaking of hindsight. But anyways, you understand what I'm saying. When you read the scripture, I want you to see the difference, praise God, that the subtleties that there is, the wise in heart or the wisdom that we have, amen, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, because you're going to apply that wisdom to protect your soul. You're going to apply the intelligence that we're receiving with cautiously, so that the devil is not going to roll you over and turn you over and you end up on a way which leadeth unto destruction or perdition. Amen. I thank God today, praise God, that the understanding that we have of God's word, that God has given us, God has provided what I need, what you need to endure unto the end. Amen. Ordained, this is, pray this to God. Amen. I don't know if I pray this every day, but almost every day. It maybe is every day. God, ordain our steps. Amen. Order my steps, praise God. Amen. In the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can be the very definition of your will. So that people can look at us and not only see, amen, your epistle written upon, amen, the fleshly tables of our heart, but they can see by our understanding. Amen. These are wondrous words. Amen. They may be astonished. We read this last week how they were astonished. We read this last week how they heard what Jesus was saying, and they heard it for the first time. They said, we've never heard a man speak like this before. Amen. And we have, amen, we can follow that example with the word of God, knowing what God has said, knowing what thus saith the Lord, knowing what is written, knowing what the truth is, and applying that to our lives, applying that to our vocabulary, applying that to our understanding, and let the world know. Praise God. Amen. I mean, you can tell the world, well, you know what? I don't smoke because I don't like black lungs. I mean, you could tell them that. It's true. Amen. I don't smoke because I don't like an empty wallet. You can tell them that too. Last time I checked, it was $10 for 20. It made no sense. It's $2 each. Anyways. Amen. Yeah, it's truth. That's the truth. But when you tell them, saying, this is a vessel of the Holy Ghost, amen, this is the vessel that I'm trying to keep clean, so I don't want, amen, your vapors, and I don't want your secondhand smoke and your third hand. I don't want any of that, because I'm just trying to be clean. God is sanctifying, amen, sanctifying this vessel, and I need to keep it that way. Praise God. Amen. The same thing with filth that comes out of people's mouths, telling stories or taking God's name in vain or whatever else that they have that is corruptible and such. Let the world know. Amen. The reason why, praise God. And Jesus Christ has given us a reason, and he is that reason, praise God. Amen. That is in us. Amen. Making a way for us out of darkness and out of this world, and let the world know who we are. Amen. Because, praise God, of the love of God that has been established in our lives. New Testament, book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Thank God for the word. Praise God. And now when we read this verse, this brings it home and personalizes it. So everything that we've heard up to this point, Hebrews 6 and the 12th verse, that ye be not slothful. That's an old English word. We don't use it very often anymore, but basically what it means is don't be idle. Don't be inactive. That ye be not slothful, but, and I underlined the rest of this verse, I have it underlined, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. See, people today, I mentioned this is what I did on the French side. I sat down and said to people today, they're sitting there saying, where is God? God, where are you? Waiting for you, buddy. Waiting for you to show up. What's happening? And you look at the results that they're creating in their life, they're still in wait mode. They're still, it's like, and I know many of us dread the little spinning ball on the computer whenever that happens. Your computer gets stuck and you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Trying not to say anything nasty against technology. Come on. And it's spinning and spinning. You're saying, come on, how long is this thing going to spin? What do I have to do? It's spinning and spinning. There's people spinning in their Christian lives, wondering what to do. I mean, God's people, they spun around in a circle for 40 years because all they had murmured, God, tired of the food. Think of the miracle that it took for God for them to wake up every morning and there's the manna, bread from heaven. How many people? I was astonished with Jesus feeding 5,000 people. God in the wilderness, how many was he feeding? 5,000 times 2, 10,000 times 2 times 20. I mean, 10,000 times 2 is 20, times 2 is 40, times 2 is 80. He was feeding over 3 million people every morning. And he found a reason to sit there and say, well, God, how about a change in menu? I mean, look at where you're at. And the reason why you are at where you're at, because you had something against God's leader, God's man that he put in position, that he put in power to take you out of slavery. He took you out and there was not one sick, not one feeble amongst you. And you came walking out of slavery. And God took you, he didn't take you through the land of the Philistines. He took you the way that you needed to go. So at the same time when you would face the obstacle of the Red Sea, that Red Sea would not only be a miracle unto you, but it would be the decline, the end of your cruel enslaving master. Amen. God was doing his thing. Hallelujah, for his people. And yet they found reasons, amen, to complain or to murmur. As I said, sitting there and to spinning. Their little Christian spinning knob wheels. It's spinning around. And I know one thing, when my computer begins to spin, it is doing nothing. All it is, it's spinning. It wants you to think it's doing something. I'm spinning here, give me a moment. No, you're not doing anything. That's my experience. Amen. On an Apple, because I've been on an Apple Macintosh since 1989. And it spins there, and you're not fooling me. You're just spinning. And I meet people like that. They may even have a Bible under their hands, or they may be churchgoers or Sunday school goers or Sunday school teachers, and they're just spinning. Same prayer, same tithe, same offering. There's no growth. There's nothing. Amen. If there is that, spinning. That you be not spinners, that you be not slothful, that you be not idle, that you be not inactive, but that you be profitable unto the kingdom of God. Amen. This is what Jesus taught. Hallelujah. And that means that we're up to something. That means if God gives you a talent, you better make that talent into two. If God gives you two talents, you better make those two talents into four. If God gives you five talents, you better make those five talents into 10. Otherwise, you're going to lose what God has given you. God will turn it over to somebody who is much more profitable because God is a God of profit. God is a God of increase. God is a God of progress. God is a God of moving forward. Two hands are to the plow. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Amen. Don't look back. Now, be fit for the kingdom of God. Keep your hands to that plow. Keep your hands, amen. Keep your feet in motion. Thank God I'm not a spinning Christian, but I'm pressed towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm on my way, praise God, amen, to a land which is a better place. Amen. I'm on my way, which is a better way, and his name is Jesus Christ. Because what God established so that I will be able to make it and endure unto the end. God has provided what I need so that I'm not spinning, so that I'm not walking around lost in the desert for 40 years until I die and my bones are bleeding. By the merciless heat of the sun, can't be buried in the sand because sand is useless to bury anybody in. But I thank God today there is life in me, life that is going to keep me out of the pit, life that is going to keep me out of the sinking sand, life that's going to keep me out of the desert, out of the arid places. I'm going to be planted by the rivers of living water. And I thank God it doesn't matter what season is coming my way, but my leaf, amen, my branch rather shall have a leaf, my branch shall have a fruit. And I thank God today, praise God, when the husbandman comes to inspect, there shall be fruit, praise God. I'll be purged that I can bear more fruit. I'll be purged that I can bear much fruit, and I can give God all the praise and the glory for making me who I am today, praise God. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ, making me a new creature because I am in Christ, Jesus, praise God. Amen. Let's give him a good hand. Give God praise and give God glory for what he has done for us today. Hallelujah. That you be not slothful. Goodbye, the little spinning wheel. Amen. Praise God. Lost some amens. Thank you. My sister made up for some lost amen. She said, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I hope you heard that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Someone say amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go back in the Proverbs. I have three more passages of scriptures to read, and then we're going to pray. The last three, well, as I said in Hebrews 6, we're going to bring this home. This gets personal now. Excuse me. And the last three scriptures we're going to read, it's going to be talking about you and I. And I'd like you to receive this in your spirit. Proverbs chapter 10. And verse 32, praise God. Then we're going to go back into the New Testament. Proverbs chapter 10, the last verse in that chapter. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. I'm going to pause there for a moment. Well, I can finish the verse. The mouth of the wicked, they speak frowardness or perverseness, uselessness. But go back to the lips of the righteous. No. See, there's a knowledge. We've come to learn something. Amen. This is what we've been reading. Amen. Give me the ears of the learned. Give me my tongue. I want to speak like I know something. Amen. When you're given that opportunity to sit there and say, this is what the Bible says. Amen. Oh, thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. I was telling, we were stopped alongside the road and had we slept. We ended up stopping to eat lunch and we just stayed there and we just slept. And the vehicle we have, we can pretty well sleep wherever you can park. So we just slept there. And the next morning, there was a family that came along. We were talking to the family. And I quoted some scripture, and she kind of just looked at me and I said, isn't that what the Bible says? And she goes, you're right. That is what the Bible says. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that we are able to introduce, and I hope you understand what I'm saying by that word. We're able to introduce, interject, be another word, impart. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says to give. Amen. If you're sitting there saying, well, we share, well, we give. Praise God. This is what the Bible says. Go freely, you have received it, freely go give it. Amen. But all these terms, they're all good terms. We can use, if you want to use the word share, that's fine with me. But the Bible says to give. So, but when you're given that opportunity to become spiritual, amen. See, the words that we're hearing, the Bible says, and I quote this often, Romans 10, faith cometh by Say it. Faith cometh by hearing. And what we hear is what? Hearing is the word of God. Now, James says faith without works is dead. So as I mentioned, those folks that are sitting there just spinning, there's no works. They're dead. No works. Not getting anywhere in the Lord. Not getting anywhere with their salvation. They're not profitable for the kingdom of God. And this is what James says. He says, your faith without your works is dead. Now, I know some people say, well, we don't have any works. We do. Not works of the flesh, works of the Spirit. Amen. For we are his workmanship, Ephesians chapter 2 and the 10th verse, created unto good works. So you take good faith, and you take good works, and you begin to put this together, it begins to create a difference. Praise God. It's like an engine or a motor that has the oil topped up, and it's got gasoline to fire its pistons on. Amen. That engine's going to work. That engine's going to produce some power. Amen. If you're missing one or the other, you're just going to blow out. Amen. I don't care if you have a tank full of gas. If you have no oil in that engine, it's just not going to last very long. Amen. Same thing if you got all the oil, you got the bread, what's the oil they use today? Synthetic. You can have the synthetic best oil sitting there in your oil pan and your engine is well lubricated and you ain't got no gas, you've got no power, you've got no spark. Not going to work. Thank God for faith. And thank God for works. Praise God. This becomes our responsibility. Amen. If you walk by somebody who doesn't have a Bible and you don't offer them the word of God, you walk away and they still don't have the word of God. Who are they going to get it from? Lost some amens now. Sister, amen, amen, and amen again. Amen, and amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we read, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. In season, you're going to know what to say. Amen. The knowledge which we receive, book closed, nothing happens. Book open, you begin to read, there's an increase of knowledge. There's an increase of grace. There's an increase of what is acceptable. There's an increase of what is going to make a difference. There's an increase, thank God, of what this world needs, and this world needs Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just as a cuss word. Praise God. Need Jesus. Amen. For you and I to do something, to say something, this is how I speak, this is how I talk. The way I speak, this is the subtitle that I wrote today. A wonder of words. Amen. This is what we have. Praise God. In the New Testament, I'm going to read something, what Paul wrote to Titus before we get ready to pray. Because I want to pray this anointing on every one of you listening today. Hallelujah. And don't let the devil convince you saying, well, I've only been saved for a few weeks, or I've only been reading my Bible for a couple of months or 3 months or whatever. There's you already, what you have received in that short period of time, you've got enough to get going. Hallelujah. And like I said before, God's got your back. Amen. The Holy Ghost has got you. Amen. Your back, he's got your side. He's got your inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how many times I've heard young people say, amen, when they take this opportunity, and young people listening, even the saints in Rimby, my sister Rosa, thank you so much for joining with us, praying for you that your finances are released. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. I've heard young people testify saying, I knew I had to say something, but I didn't know what to say, and I opened my mouth and just started to say things. I wasn't prepared to say, but as I was saying them, yeah, I know that. Hallelujah. That's how it works. That's called, amen, the Spirit. That's called God's Spirit. That's called, amen, the Spirit of God in you. Amen. Jesus said, when you go, he says, I don't want you to go and have a speech all prepared with a script and your purse all filled up and ready to go. He said, just go. Praise God. This is how he sent his disciples. You read this in Luke. Amen. So they went. Someone say they went. A few chapters later, Jesus goes to his disciples and say, you remember what I sent you? and you went with nothing? Did you miss anything? What did his disciples say? Nothing missing. It was all there when it needed to be there. Amen. I thank God how Luke was able to present this to us and break it down. Like I said, 2-3 chapters in between. Jesus says, when I sent you, and you went, you didn't have much to go with. But he said, what did you miss? Nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. So it doesn't matter if it's your counselor, if it's your teacher, if it's your boss, if your colleague at work, if it's your friends in your playground or your friends or your neighbors, it doesn't matter. When you open up your mouth, there's going to be an authority. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that there's going to be the spirit and authority of the word of God. Hallelujah. I mean, if you've listened to me preach long enough, I have quoted enough scriptures in the past years of my preaching that you've got to know something. There's got to be something inside of you. All it needs is to be stirred up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. According to what is written. This is what I want to read in verse 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 8. It's a sound speech that cannot be condemned. Amen. The Bible speaks, we're reading sound speech. The Bible speaks of sound doctrine. Praise God. You understand what sound means? Sound. The word, when you say something is sound, if somebody has a sound mind, he has a wholesome mind. His mind is whole. Amen. If somebody is sound in health, they have good health. It's complete. They're not missing an arm or a toe or a leg or whatever. The sound speech. In French, I explained there's no room for evil. Amen. If you have sound words, there is no room for bad words or evil words. Amen. Sound doctrine, sound speech, there is no deviation from the truth. It's not conformed to what Google may say or what this world wants you to say or what the prime minister may want you to say. I thank God today that the word of God, when I read it directly coming out of the mouth of God, amen, this is what God meant to say, and he said it the way he meant to say it. There's no changing of it. It's the same. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so is his word. An unchanging God can speak an unchanging word. Unchanging God can place an unchanging word in my life so that I have a confidence and an assurance that doesn't come from this world, but it comes by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care what you have to say about it either. It can't be condemned. Amen. God said it. Hallelujah. Amen. People look at you, they looked at Jesus, say, where'd he come from? Isn't that the carpenter's son? Who is this person? They should have the same reaction. Amen. And I've generated that. Where'd you go to Bible school? I didn't. Amen. Listen to me preach. Doesn't sound like it comes from a Bible school. From the Holy Ghost, yes. From the Word of God, yes. Amen. When you say what God has already said, it cannot be condemned. They'll try to interpret it. They'll try to twist it, but you can't play around with God's Word. God's Word is established. God's Word, I thank God, the anointed, amen, the anointed preaching of God's Word stands as God's Word. Sound speech. Someone say sound speech. Praise God. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. Now listen to the second part. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say against you, no evil thing to say of you, no evil thing to say about you. Amen. People come to me and say, hey, you didn't hear what they're saying behind my back. Good. That's where they should be, behind your back. Amen. Where I can just keep going and I pay no attention. Say what you want to say. Makes no difference to me. Amen. That doesn't matter. You can put it up on YouTube. Makes no difference to me. I know who my Savior is. I know in whom I believe. Amen. You can stand on the sidewalk with a bullhorn and scream all you want and disturb the neighbors. Makes no difference to me. I know in whom I believe. It's Jesus Christ. His word. Every word. You can say what you want. God said it first. And I'm leaning towards the beginning. Not what came after, but what came first. The Alpha, his name is? Praise God. Someone say sound speech. Hallelujah. A word spoken in season. A good word spoken in season. I got a book full of words right here. And it's all good. Someone say it's all good. Amen. I'm not missing. There's not a famine. This is why I use the word, amen. We looked at this last week where the title was generated from, amen, a wonder of words. Hallelujah. I live it, I eat it, I breathe it. I'm going to read one last verse. This is Jesus blessing us. Luke chapter 21, sound speech. Luke chapter 21, it's going to be verse 15. And this is how I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. I want to pray. This is what's up for grabs. And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but this is his offer. Read it with me. Luke, make sure you have your Bible. I know it's been an hour, we've been reading or more, whatever. Luke 21, 15, Jesus said, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom." Hallelujah. "Which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. It cannot, your sound speech cannot be condemned. I will give you a mouth." Young people listening to me, if you're in high school, getting ready for school, begin to read. You got a couple of weeks before school starts. Begin to read so that you can be filled, that you can be embodied, that you can have a plethora of, choice. Amen. You can grab from the Psalms. You can grab from the Proverbs. You can grab from Jesus. You can grab from James. You can grab from John, wherever it is. Amen. God, Jesus said, "I'm giving you a mouth. I'm giving you, you're going to know what to say." Amen. When you're learning, when you have received up from the Holy Ghost, you know what to say, what is acceptable. Praise God. You know that what you'll be able to sow into the lives and into the hearts and into the spirits and into the mind. Amen. Of people that surround you, pray that they may be astonished, that they may stand in wonder. Amen. Praise God. What are we hearing? You're hearing the word of God. You begin to plant the word of God as seed into the lives of people. The Spirit of God has something to work with. Amen. Has something. There's something that can germinate inside people. Praise God. As you continue to water it and thanking God for good ground, thanking God, amen, for the position that he allows you to be in. Praise God that you can be a sower of the word of God. Amen. The word of God, which is on the tip of your tongue, which will bring forth life, because that's where there is power in God's word. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank God, I'm in that power on the tip of my tongue will create the difference in me, praise God, because this is where Jesus is. And I thank God today that I'm able to be not just partake of these promises, but be able to give, praise God, as I mentioned, be able to impart, praise God, be able to open up and say, "Listen, this is what the Bible says, this is what you need in your life, you need Jesus." And I thank God today, praise God, that I'm not slothful, I'm not inactive, I'm not idle, I'm not just a spinning wheel on a computer screen, but I can be a faithful doer of the word of God, that I can be sent, that there can be a commission, an apostolic commission, praise God, amen, to bring forth the word of God into this world, as some of you are doing. And I thank God today, I praise God, amen, I pray God that this fire will be lit under you, that you'll be able to speak, amen, there'll be a fluidity, there'll be a flow, praise God, a constant flow, something that is stirred up, praise God, so it begins to flow out of your belly. And I thank God it's going to make a difference. There's going to be an increase of the word of God, an increase of evangelism. Thank God, amen, for the disciples today that are willing to do what God wants us to do. Praise God. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Say, "Here I am, Lord." Praise God. If you're not ready to go, don't say it. If you just said it, well, then I guess it's too late. Now you got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. I should have made myself clear before I said. At home, stand and say, "Here I am." I'm ready to go. God, touch my mouth so that your words will be in my mouth. Amen. It won't be my opinion. It'll be your opinion. It'll be your word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands up. We're going to pray. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Pray. Don't wait for me. You can go ahead and pray. Thank you, Jesus, for life in me. Say it. Thank you, Jesus, for the word in me. At home, say it. Say it out loud. Get used to the sound of your voice. It helps when you need to stand on the street corner and testify. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that every heart, every soul, every mind that has been with us for the past hour or hour and a half or so, I don't know where we're at, that this desire will burn in them. Touch our lips. Touch our mouths. Hallelujah. We're going to start a YouTube channel. Devil, take that. Anoint my sister when she goes into the parks of Regina to read her Bible out loud. Anoint her now, right in Jesus' name. Sickness and weakness in the flesh, I come against you. My sister, be made whole right now in Jesus' name. Young people, within the classroom, and teachers listening within the classroom, when it comes time to drop that seed into good ground, there it shall be, a mouth and wisdom in Jesus' name. Lord, we're reading it. It's in your word. I'm not asking for anything that's new, anything that's different. We read it in your word. And it belongs to my brothers and sisters right now, today, in Jesus' name. We'll be inside the park somewhere, the playground. Something will come up. And there'll be an authority and a power within us to change that conversation from carnal to spiritual. At work, campground, playground, wherever. We want to be more spiritual. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. When it's a fleshly conversation, we'll turn it over into the Spirit, because we walk after the Spirit. And we mind the things which are of the Spirit. Hallelujah. What's going to make us more spiritual is your word. We're going to get our Bibles. We're going to read more and more. We're going to dive into the depth. We're going to jump up to the height. We're going to make our way to the breadth and to the length of it. In Jesus' name. The infinite resource of your word, Lord. I thank God that there it is for us today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank God for every single person listening south of the border, all the way into Africa. I thank God for this word which we have received today, praise God. It is, praise God, a wonder. But you said it, you spoke it. Hallelujah. We shall certainly see it come to pass. Giving you all the glory, giving you all the honor in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank God for every blessing which we have. Daily loadeth us with benefits. Give you the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're loaded up. We're ready to go. Praise God. This is the way we speak. This is the way we preach. This is the way we evangelize. There's no going back. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to see them recover. There's going to be signs and wonders following the believers. Praise God. We're going to pray at the gas pump. We're going to pray in public. We're going to pray. Praise God. With holy hands that are lifted up. to give you the praise and to give you the glory. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this blessing which we have had to come together again today. Lord, I thank God. I'm into somebody that is wants their life changed. They ask for your mercy. They ask for your forgiveness. And there it is, the best decision that they have ever made. Praise God. Today, if there's someone looking for this life which Jesus has come to give us, to give them, they ask for it and they receive it. In Jesus' name, their sins are washed. Trespasses, forgiven. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God for the anointing of the Word of God. Keeps us going. Praise God. Gives us more to go by, gives us more to go with, gives it strengthened, encouraged, emboldened. The zeal which we receive from the preaching of the Word of God, it belongs to every one of my brothers and sisters right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Come to our knees according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, whatever it is, physical, mental, psychological, spiritual. I thank God today, praise God, amen, that our needs are met, whatever it is, in Jesus' name, praise God. We continue in Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. We endure unto the end, for the same shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the comfort, the Holy Ghost. Praise God. In our lives, some of us have suffered loss lately, but I thank God that the Holy Ghost is there for us. Praise God. Giving you the praise and the glory that as we continue to move forward, praise God, we are not without. Praise God, we are not lost. Praise God. But through your Spirit, by your Spirit, ordain our steps in Jesus' name. Anoint us as we go forth to say what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. As your words are placed, planted into our mouths, praise God, we're ready to speak. We're ready to preach. We're ready to testify. We're ready to make known your wondrous works. Praise God. We're ready to speak of your oracles. Praise God. We're ready to make known your promises. Praise God. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, this is my prayer at this moment. At this time, touch every one of my brothers and sisters from here to Africa, south of the border, into New Mexico, the Grand Forks, into Tennessee. Lord, those listening, I thank God for the blessing that we have today to come together and just to encourage one another in the Lord. Praise God. Protect the truck and trailer as it goes about on its way. Guide my brother and sister in the right way, in the right direction. Praise God, where there will be good ground. Praise God, and the word of God will be planted into that good ground. Give us a great week. Give us the best week we've ever had serving you. In Jesus' name, I ask for these things. Amen. Amen. And amen. Keep your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the blessing which we do have. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Going home with the Bible. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Touch my brother who just left. The second week, he's had a Bible in his hands. Praise God. Amen. May he know, praise God, what he is carrying and what is required of him through your word. Praise God. Bless my brothers and sisters, those that have spent the couple hours with us. I thank God it was not done in vain. We are blessed. We are blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. You know what to say because you've already read it. You know what to say because the Holy Ghost is in you and has created, praise God, that word, that vocabulary, which is spiritual, which will be anointed, which will touch the lives of people around you, praise God. They are wondrous words, praise God. They'll astonish, they'll create that wonder, that awe that people need to have and that respect because God has spoken. And I thank God today, praise God, that you and I, we can just say what thus saith the Lord, we can repeat what thus saith the Lord and be blessed, praise God, while we are doing it. Praise God. I trust the preaching of the word of God was a blessing to you today. Praise God. If you missed last week's teaching, well, it was the first part. This was the second installment of it. Next week, whatever God lays upon my heart, we'll be taking new directions, but it will always end up and be found. Amen. We will be found in God's word. Praise God. Amen. So I thank God for the blessing. I love you, my brothers and sisters. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. Thank you so much for joining with us. Thank you so much for allowing my wife and I into your lives and to pastor, to minister to you, to your spirit. And I thank God, amen. I know by faith that we have been blessed, and I give all the praise and all the glory and all the honor unto God today in Jesus' name. Until the next time, thank God for wondrous words. This is how I speak. This is how I preach. This is how I teach. This is how I evangelize. This is how I testify. Go ye into all the world, praise God, and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I love you. Until the next time, be blessed. Let's give Jesus a good hand. Everyone together, praise God. And at home as well, be blessed. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all ye land, unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name is, at home, his name is, I hope you're still clapping because he is worthy of your praise. Put your hands together, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. As our sister plays us out with joyful music in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, I trust the word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.